Harper Audio presents The New Rules for Blondes, Highlights from a Fair-Haired Life by Selena Kopic. This is the author. Introduction. How old were you when you heard your first blonde joke? Usually, indoctrination happens in childhood, when toe-headed tykes are taught that their hair color makes them stupid, and hundreds of jokes exist to support that premise. How do you know that a blonde was just using the computer? Because the screen is covered in whiteout. Why did the blonde tiptoe past the medicine cabinet? So she wouldn't wake up the sleeping pills. Why did the blonde return the scarf? She said it was too tight. How many of these classic blonde jokes have you heard before? How many other blonde jokes? Light-haired ladies have faced patronizing prejudgment since time immemorial. Historically, society has embraced old rules of blondness that characterize all blonde-haired ladies as either clueless, naive simpletons or gold-digging, unrepentant sex pots. If you're a blonde, you must be one or the other. Either you're Sandra Dee or you're Marilyn Monroe. The old rules of blondness reinforced this limiting, narrow dichotomy of the Madonna-whore identity. And for that reason, the old rules are obsolete. We are living in an age of intelligent, self-sufficient, gutsy blondes, such as Hillary Clinton and Lady Gaga. And the blondes of today need not be defined and inhibited by the tired blonde stereotypes of yesteryear. To my fellow blondes, I decree that it's time for new rules. It's time to laugh in the face of those retrograde, inaccurate stereotypes, or at least giggle while we toss our amazing hair. If there's one thing that blondes are not, it's shrinking violets, though we often use violet shampoo. Leave that act to other hair colors. Blondes won't do it. Just as fresh highlights mix both whitish and yellowish tones, every blonde possesses a fascinating mix of experiences, personality traits, and opinions. She's not just an ignorant prude or a hypersexual knockout. She can't be reduced to a black and white stereotype of a Sandra Dee or a Marilyn Monroe. She's multifaceted, unpredictable, and wholly unique. As a natural-born blonde who now has to see a colorist to maintain that hue, I'll admit my blonde color is a bit of an obsession. At the end of high school, when I was given the senior superlative of best hair in my graduating class, I knew that the hair on my head was something special. In the years since then, I've been stopped on the street and asked about my voluminous locks by complete strangers. I have listened to pals' stories of follicle frustration and guided those friends to the land of deep conditioning and root boost spray. I have crusaded for healthy golden tresses and given my colorist many referrals. In short, hair is of utmost importance in my life, and good hair is an integral part of my identity. Are you in the same boat? Are you unable to watch the groundbreaking miniseries Roots without thinking about the last time you saw your colorist? Are you unsure of how to answer the ultra-invasive question, do you dye your hair? When blonde celebrities dye their hair red or brown, do you take it as a personal affront? Are you tired of people assuming that you can't read a map because your hair is platinum and fantastic? Then you need the new rules for blondes. Let's explore all facets of blondness. The history, evolution, stereotypes, references in pop culture, and more. In this journey of self-discovery and blondness, we'll explore the ups, the staying power of iconic blondes, blonde anthems, platinum friendship, catching eyes wherever you go, and the downs, botched color, tears, catching eyes wherever you go. And establish new rules for the 21st century. I will address those tired stereotypes head-on, impart crucial hair care and hair color tips, explore representations of blondness in popular culture, and share my personal triumphs and trials from blonde life. In this Künstlerromand of the blonde artist, I will even encourage you to experience life as a non-blonde. Hear me out! As a blonde...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?